You're listening to SBS News.
Even as COVID-19 vaccines are offering some level of hope, the death toll is climbing to new milestones of loss. The United States COVID-19 death toll is approaching 500,000 people, the largest coronavirus death count of any country in the world. The day before President Joe Biden was sworn into office, which was just over a month ago, the death toll in the country had just passed 400,000. Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci described the rising figures as devastating and historic.
It's terrible. It is historic. We haven't seen anything even close to this for well over 100 years since the 1918 pandemic of influenza. It's something that is stunning when you look at the numbers. Almost unbelievable, but it's true. This is a devastating pandemic, and it's historic. People will be talking about this decades and decades and decades from now.
Mr. Fauci also said the number of daily new infections is on a steep decline after peaking in January, but says normal life may still be some way off.
I don't think we've vaccinated enough people yet to get the herd immunity. I think you're seeing the natural peaking and coming down. But we want to get that baseline really, really, really low before we start thinking that we're out of the woods.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says more than 17.5 million people have had their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That's more than one in three adults in the UK. Mr. Johnson is preparing to announce his plan to lead the country out of lockdown. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has emphasised that economic and social reopenings will be cautious.
All of us understandably want to get back to normal, but it is right to be cautious. It's incredibly important. There are still almost 20,000 people in hospital with COVID right now, almost 20,000. And the vaccination program, while it's clearly going very well, will take time, taking into account that we need to take a cautious but irreversible approach. That's the goal. We also absolutely will be vigilant to the data on the way.
Mr. Hancock also confirmed that all adults in the UK will be offered their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine by the end of July, ahead of the original estimate of sometime in the autumn.
We're now aiming to offer a vaccine to everybody in categories 1 to 9, that's those who are most vulnerable, and the over 50s and health and social care workers, and to do that by the 15th of April. And then all adults should be offered a jab by the end of July. All those working on this have been able to deliver jabs at about 500,000 a day, which is an incredible effort.
Italians are commemorating 1 year since the first coronavirus case was recorded in the country. A memorial has been unveiled in northern Italy near a hospital in Codogno, where 12 months ago a 38-year-old man became infected. He was the first known locally transmitted case outside of Asia. Governor of Lombardy, Attilio Fontana, says the memorial is a tribute to the community's resilience.
La memoria collettiva.
The collective memory linked to the tragedy of the pandemic is entrusted to this memorial. This is a place where we can remember the suffering and sacrifice that this first red zone in Italy endured. But it's also the representation and recognition of the solidarity and humanity this area demonstrated.
Questa terra ha saputo dimostrare.
In the year since the first case was identified, Italy has lost more than 95,000 people to the virus, the second highest death toll in Europe. Officials laid a wreath and local residents observed a minute's silence to honour those who have lost their lives to the virus. The memorial consists of three steel pillars representing resilience, community and starting over. In Tunisia, Dr. Mohamed Salah Siala treats COVID-19 patients and also plays the violin for them in a bid to boost their spirits.
My goal is to use music to help coronavirus patients who are in a bad psychological condition, suffering loneliness, which is their first enemy in the process of recovery. I had previous experience with cancer patients during World Cancer Day when I went to play music to bring some relief for them.
Tunisia has recorded over 220,000 coronavirus cases and around 8,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Israel has taken a step towards normalcy by reopening businesses and services. Gyms, swimming pools, hotels and cultural facilities have reopened to Green Pass holders, those who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Israel's Green Pass scheme is being closely watched as a possible model for how other economies might reopen once a substantial part of the population is vaccinated. 47-year-old jewelry designer Dave Schwartz is excited to be able to return to a public swimming pool.
I come to swim after so long time that I stay at home, like everyone. So it's a magical feeling to back to swim.
The scheme, however, has also been criticised for barring people who choose not to get vaccinated. Nearly 3 million people, almost a third of Israel's population, have received the two recommended doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, the world's quickest inoculation pace per capita. And New Zealand is pushing for tariff-free trade of COVID-19 essentials through the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum amid concerns that smaller nations may be left behind in vaccinating their populations. New Zealand proposes tariff-free shipments between the 21 APEC members of medicines, medical and surgical equipment, hygiene products, and easing other restrictions on their movement across borders. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.